said when we were, we discussed this this issue under category two, I think the concept to reflect on capabilities like force protection, force multipliers, is certainly something which we should seriously consider. So to add a definition like it is here in the paper is certainly very very valuable. However, I would so I think this we have to discuss, but. My main concern would really be to come to a further clarification on how we will handle the UEE issue in these two categories, and so there my understanding is that that in your paper, Guy, you're proposing to have this ninth category or eighth category, so from the time being, so sorry, but I think this is something which I would certainly perhaps even prefer to have, because it's quite clear to have a special category for EUVs in the register. However, reflecting on the work of 2013 and the definition which we have in the template for reporting, I'm just wondering if we if it wouldn't be much easier just to change the title of the category in a manner that that we make clear that this covers as well manned as unmanned combat or military aircraft or even combat or military helicopters. So this would, in my view, be a quite easy fix to get these things clear, and then we could discuss if we would broaden up this two new categories up to a definition which would then reflect on force protection, force multipliers. Thank you.